Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 7th. In many parts of the KVNF listening area, particularly in Delta and Montrose counties, rolling coal has been going on for a couple of years now. The act involves modifying diesel trucks so they can blow clouds of exhaust on command. Truck drivers have been rolling coal in many western areas of the state as an act of defiance and support for the local coal industry. Lawmakers hope to put a stop to the practice, and Governor John Hickenlooper signed Senate Bill 17-278 into law yesterday. The new law makes rolling coal a Class A traffic infraction. First, we'll hear from Capitol coverage about the issue. Benta Berkland spoke with the bill's sponsor, Democrat Joanne Jinal of Fort Collins, yesterday when the governor signed the law.
Rolling coal happens when diesel truck drivers modify their engines so they can spew black exhaust and fumes on pedestrians, cyclists, and diners at outdoor restaurants. Bill sponsor Democratic Representative Joanne Jinal of Fort Collins says in one case it happened at a pro-Hillary Clinton rally in Fort Collins.
I think it's the start of maybe ending this type of harassment that we didn't know about several years ago.
The only way police could crack down on rolling coal was to enforce it under drag racing laws. The bill now increases the penalty from $35 to $100. But it no longer puts points against your driver's license. Jinal called it a good start to hopefully stricter penalties in the future. Thursday is the deadline for bills to be signed into law. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For a local perspective on rolling coal, KVNF News spoke with Paonia Chief of Police Neil Ferguson, who said his police officers had a problem with truck drivers rolling coal a couple of years ago. But since then, he said there haven't been complaints about it.
For about the last 2 years, we haven't had any reports of people rolling coal. About 2 years ago, we did have a group of people that seemed to be doing it quite often. Since there wasn't anything on the books at that time, what we did as a town, we have a nuisance prohibited, and we actually wrote these group of kids citations for nuisance prohibited rather than anything else at that time. But like I said, in the last 2 years, we haven't had any complaints of it to our knowledge.
The new law creates a Class A traffic infraction for the intentional exhibition of smoke. To receive a citation, a driver must knowingly and intentionally release soot, smoke, or particulate emissions in a manner that creates a safety hazard or obstructs another person's view of the road. The new law only applies to light-duty diesel trucks that are 14,000 pounds or less. Before the new law's passage, Paonia police enforced a nuisance ordinance in order to crack down on coal rollers, who modified their diesel engines illegally to be able to roll coal.
The majority of them were the diesel trucks, the kids putting chips in their trucks, so they're actually modifying their trucks also, which we were looking into. Possibly that was one of the statutes that we were going to try to write them, was for modifying their vehicles. At the time, they were just chipping their trucks and then being able to roll the coal that way, but they stopped doing that, and we haven't had a chance to actually take them or write that charge at that time. Those are the only ones that were actually doing it. Was a group that just had those diesel trucks that thought that they were going to cause the nuisance and make people uncomfortable by rolling the coal.
Ferguson said that he is pleased there is now a state ordinance on the books. Class A traffic infractions carry a maximum fine of $100. Ferguson said Paonia police were already on the lookout for coal rollers, and this new law will give them better enforcement options when they encounter violators around town.
Absolutely. If we see it, we'll enforce it. We always enforce it anyways anymore. It just gives us something to write, maybe with a little bit more teeth than what we had previously.
There are more ticks in Colorado this summer because temperatures didn't drop as much during the winter months. Experts advise precautions. Eric Galatis has this story.
After a weekend outdoors, you may want to check yourself, your kids, and pets for ticks. The CDC is predicting an increase in ticks and the diseases they carry this summer because of a warmer winter. Experts say in most cases, if you can remove the tick within 36 hours of a bite, you're protected from any illness. Dr. Donald Buckland with U.S. HealthWorks says removing the insect is simple.
Well, the first thing to do if you find a tick is remove it. And you don't have to light it on fire. Just grab it with a pair of tweezers or a pair of pliers, needle-nose pliers, and just pull up. You have to give them a little tug to get them off because they're happy and they want to stay there.
If you suspect the tick has been on the skin for more than 36 hours, you're advised to call your doctor, who may prescribe preventative medicine in case it was carrying disease. Lyme disease or Rocky Mountain spotted fever are common illnesses transmitted by ticks, but doctors are seeing a new, more serious illness, powassan. Powassan is rare, but is fatal to 15% of the people who get it. Buckland says prevention is the best measure.
Ticks are completely avoidable. If you aren't brushing up against tall grass and stuff, you're not going to get a tick. So it's very avoidable, and it's worth buying a bottle of DEET and using it at least on your pants and stuff before you go out hiking.
Long pants and long-sleeved shirts can help keep ticks from reaching skin, and wearing light-colored clothing can make it easier to find any hitchhikers. To protect your pets, you may consider a tick collar or a flea and tick preventative medication. Dogs are more susceptible to tick bites than are other animals. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
It is now easier for the public to access Colorado's local and state trails. Bensa Berkland has more.
The newly unveiled Colorado Trail Explorer website allows people to search a trail by name and also pan and zoom to see trails. The trails are color-coded for different uses, such as hiking, mountain biking, or horseback riding. Governor John Hickenlooper says the two-year project, which is part of his Colorado the Beautiful plan, was intended to give users quick and easy access to the outdoors. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is still working on adding more data for federal lands and is planning to create a mobile app. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally today, according to the Vail Daily, a piano-playing trespassing bear has become a viral hit. A Vail woman found her home had been broken into last week. A bear climbed through an open kitchen window, broke into the freezer, and foraged for food. The bear also found time to climb up on the piano bench and play some chords. Video footage of the bear playing the piano has gone viral on YouTube. The chords captured on video were unbearable, and the tune was equally grisly, said the Vail Police Department. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.